Blog Talk Radio.
You there, Kira? Okay, cut the music off now. Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
Hello, Mother Hattie.
Hello, and thank you so much. Thank you so much. And we are here today to talk about reparations. Do we have any callers online?
We do. I see we have Brother Brown, we have Marvin, and David.
Cool. Okay.
So good afternoon, brothers.
Good afternoon.
And who wants to start out with their research? What did you find out about the great documentary and reparations?
Well, I don't know very much. I did look and see that the British Commons, the Commonwealth of Nations in the Caribbean and Jamaica in specific, has charged Great Britain with a reparations bill. And the response from the British government was to poo-poo, you know, the request. This is essentially saying, let's let bygones be bygones, you know. Get over it. They're saying, the Jamaicans are saying, no man. And we, you know, and that's where it's at now. I'm gonna have to do some more research to find out. I didn't get the dollar amount and all of the particulars. I'll get that for sure. But that's where that's at. Somebody might have more information about than I do.
Well, my problem is, why are we sitting around trying to either ask for financial reparations? That's opinion, that's an element of stupidity. What we should be doing is trying to educate our children. What we are not doing is that we are not trying to financially secure ourselves, because where do we spend our money at?
I agree with you, Brother Brown. I never say that we shouldn't go for reparations, but I just think it's a waste of time. And
that's exactly what it is.
And the way I look at it is like this. Not a dollar amount of money they can give us for what happened. If they gave, no matter what they gave us, we would say it wasn't enough, and it wouldn't be enough. So forget about that. That's how I feel about it. It just wouldn't. There's not enough money that they could give us to repay us for what was done. They couldn't do it. We should never be satisfied with whatever they gave us, no matter how much it was. So that's how I feel about that. I just think
the first thing they're gonna want you to prove. They don't want you to prove your ancestry is black to a slave ship. First, they prove, and a lot of people of African descent from within the confines of America can't do miscegenation. You can't trace all your roots back. You know you came from Africa, but if you trace it to a certain person, a slave, you can put your hands on them. The answer is no. Well, we're sitting around here wasting a lot of valuable time doing something as stupid as that. We make ourselves look like food. We just had a million-man march that had no purpose. And a million-man march 20 years had no purpose. The alleged purpose of the first man march was to raise money to bring certain elements back to the community to help assist us with our problems. They raised millions of dollars, but they can't tell you where the money was. Now here we are 20 years later with some of the most vibrant that he could find to put on the platform. And we're in the same position. It's just like throwing the red card, black and one red. If you can't find the red card, and everybody knows I've seen that street, The red card is always in hand and shading from you until it's time to turn up and get your money. So now we're going for the same con game. Same thing about sitting in the churches. Nobody in the churches has ever told you where the shade was going to discuss that. Where is the origin of religion? Where did it come from? We discussed that yesterday, Sister Shira. And the thing about it is people that go to church, whether they go to the church or the mosque, they can't tell you the origin of it other than somebody had a damn vision, and it's not reality. When will we as African people learn how to deal with reality instead of somebody else giving us a damn dream?
Well, I think that those are all some very good points. And I don't know if I could say that we don't deserve some type of reparations. It may not be in an actual figure, monetary amount. Obama just released $12 million to the so-called descendants of the Holocaust at the first of the month. So my thing is Japanese people are able to receive some type of monetary reparations, so-called Jewish people. We, the people who have been Native Americans, but we, the people who have been affected and impacted the most by these horrific policies, I think that we do deserve some type of compensation. And I would say it could be either through free college tuition for our children or something, but primarily I would say housing, some type of reparations via housing, since we weren't able to receive decent and adequate housing. Even after slavery, we suffered through all the redlining and were forced into projects. So I don't know if I could ever just say we don't deserve some type of compensation for our suffering.
I don't think either Brother Brown or myself was saying we don't deserve it. We most certainly both agree we deserve it. I think both of us are kind of saying, he's saying it's a waste of time, and I'm saying I don't think it's going to happen, and I don't think it would be enough. But what you're saying, what I would feel. They could give us some kind of compensation like that. But we both feel we deserve it. At least I know I do. I didn't mean to intimate that we didn't, and I don't think he did either. I'm sorry for interrupting you.
What we really deserve is to have part of the lands of America that our ancestors were enslaved in. We need to have parts of them lands. I ain't talking about no damn 4 acres and a mule. We need to have parts of those lands of states given to us so that we could produce our own food, so that we could do that. You understand me? I mean, you took all the land away from the indigenous. But what you did do, because the Indians had sense enough to go to law school, and the Indians had sense enough to go back and look at the treaty that the Europeans and the so-called white Anglo-Saxons had made with them and found flaws in them and made them give them land. We don't own no, we didn't come with no land.
Excellent.
We came from a land. This was these people were here before Christopher Colon ever got here.
Yeah, and so were African people. Us too. We were here too, though.
I'm not talking about how many African people came over with Mansa Musa. What I'm saying is that the Native indigenous people who were here prior to them bringing slaves over, whether they were mixed with us or not, they're not identified as that. Okay. When we're talking about reparations, we're talking about reparations for the enslavement of our people. Now, whoever was here before that, whether it's recorded or not, I know there was a whole lot of black people all the way down to the Olmecs in Mexico. But they're not going to piggyback on that because that's a horse that ain't going to never win no race, put it like that. But what I'm saying is that if they give us They have even taken the land that we have in Africa, and because of the Berlin Conference and the Bandung Conference, and split it up amongst Europeans, because this is a worldwide thing. Because once you control a person's mind, you never have to worry about his actions. We have not learned how to deal with the spirit of Sankofa. And that is the spirit of returning to your roots. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. We don't want to be Africa. We want to be assimilations. And as long as you want to be put in one big pot like you're cooking beans, then you ain't going to never be able to separate the meat from the beans. And it's time that we got away from that. We just start, let me tell you something, our children all over this country, okay, are faced with the most detrimental task of education that they have ever been faced with. I remember segregated schools. See, when I said segregation, I remember when the schools were closed in the state of Virginia because Lindsey Alman, who was the governor, said no niggas would ever sit beside whites as long as he was the governor. And he closed all the damn schools. Everyone in Virginia was closed. Okay, so and with that note, what I'm saying is that now that we have to go to school in these situations, all we have to do is pull up the statistics on the internet, see which schools are failing our kids because they got the breakdowns in there. Take 3 or 4 kids out of them school, take them in your home, take them anywhere, go to the education bookstore, buy some books, and let's start teaching these kids to read and do math. That's all they need. We don't need a Umar Johnson to do it. We don't need to think about this great, great plan that we're going to have. We need to start doing something on a small scale because guess what? While we're sitting around waiting for the great grand poobah to come, our children are going to end up in more penitentiaries than we could ever take a stick at. I'm telling you. But we ain't doing nothing but talking. I just took 4 kids under my wing about a week ago who are failing in elementary school. Okay, I plan to take those folks, go to educational book school, and teach them in my home. Because I can't sit around and wait on something great to happen from a Farrakhan or a Jamal Bryant for that bullshit.
Right. Yeah. Anybody else have anything to say about reparations?
This is David Allen. I think that Robert Brock's theory has a great deal of validity. I was just reading an article about the Repatriation Act of 1868 and the 13th Amendment, which supposedly eliminated slavery. And Brock's argument is that the Repatriation Act of 1868 entitled people to reject a citizenship in the nation for territory that they were living in favor of citizenship in the their country of origin. What that did was put the onus on blacks after the 13th Amendment was enacted to renounce their citizenship in the United States and I guess return to Africa. Obviously, this is totally impractical, and this was used as a way to get the U.S. government out of the quagmire of having a population of like 2.5 million or so unrepatriated, displaced ex-slaves in this country. According to Brock's various legal actions, you cannot force a person to become a citizen of a country just by virtue of the fact that they're living there when they were not, when they're not living there on a voluntary basis. He's saying that we were that blacks were brought here by force, maintained here by force, and made citizens in effect by force, even though they didn't meet the qualifications for citizenship, in that they didn't come here voluntarily and they didn't volunteer for citizenship. And for this reason, we are still living in a state of quasi-slavery to the extent that we're still here involuntarily, and we are not here, we are not afforded the same citizenship status as people who did come here voluntarily and who were desirous of becoming citizens and became citizens through the normal means of doing so. So none of this applies to black people, and therefore, in view of the fact that we're still being kept in a state of virtual slavery, and not, well, I don't know, you could call it de jure slavery, because we're here and we're citizens by force, and therefore we're entitled to reparations for ongoing discrimination. The figure that he came up with was $500,000 apiece, which would have amounted to, according to his calculations, $17.5 trillion. And obviously, the government isn't going for that or anything like that. And the general attitude toward his legal theories in the courts has been dismissive. In other words, they basically don't want to hear about it, but his legal basis is quite sound. And I also think that it's relatively informative with regard and relevant with regard to the status of black people in this country.
What do you know with that?
I just wonder how long, I don't know if the man is still alive. He would have to be at the in his late 80s by now, but I saw where he was giving a presentation about Haitian reparations in 2010. So he might still be active. That's all I have to say, man.
Well, the reality of it is, if they owe us, let's say hypothetically, they owe us $40 trillion. What is the likelihood or reality that they're going to give it to us?
That's my whole point. That's what I feel. They ain't going to do it. You know that.
Let me finish first.
Let me finish my question. Then you can respond. Because the reality of it is that we're sitting around trying to do something about something that may never take place, but when you look at the reality of what needs to take place, we got our fingers up our butts. Now you can go ahead and respond.
I think that his points are relevant and interesting, and I think they're worthy of discussion by people who want to be informed about what's happening in what we might refer to as Black America. I don't think there's going to be any reparations, but I don't think that should preclude discussion of the issues that he's raising, and it certainly that doesn't denigrate the validity of the points the man is making. No, I know there isn't going to be any reparations, but it's still something worthy of consideration. And his efforts and arguments, I think, are in fact relevant.
But that's my answer. If we're going to discuss this, knowing that there is no reality to it, I don't care how many groups that we put together, because somebody was trying to get me to come to Detroit, speak on reparations, and I told them that I was not interested. And the reason I was not interested is because it's never going to come to fruition. They have given the Japanese reparations, they have given the Koreans reparations, and they have given the so-called Holocaust victim monies for their so-called alleged what misconduct that happened to them in Germany or whatever. Now, they have never attempted to give us anything. And as long
so
as
what's
we have
the
been,
alternative since? Go ahead,
Brother Brown.
I want to get a chance to say something before we run out of time.
No,
but well,
you can go ahead and say it.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, we we sound very doomsday-ish sometimes. They're never going to do this. They're never going to do that. And I'm just not one that just, first of all, I mean, I'm not saying that we should beg and plead and keep begging reparations
doing.
And all of that. Okay,
that's
so since we all do agree that, since we all do agree that we are deserving of something, then so what is the alternative? Then so what do we do? What do we organize and campaign for?
That's for somebody else, because I'm not into that.
One thing for sure, we shouldn't necessarily rally around reparations and make that, you know, the main thing, and because since we do have a realization that it probably will never happen, I think that's kind of closer to what we're saying. That's not something we should rally. It's valid, it's important, and we do deserve it. But I don't think we should rally around and put all our efforts into that, you know, thinking that someday we're going to be successful in getting reparations. I just think it's something that needs to be out there, and that's it.
I do feel
there are other things we need to be doing other than trying to get reparations.
Well, we already know what's out there, because there's an organization called NCOBRA who's been out there for years fighting for reparations. My point is, what are we doing about not re-educating our children to the degree that they get out of school with knowledge and wisdom and don't end up in the penitentiary? We're not focusing on that. That is the biggest picture.
Well,
because right now, Let me finish.
Well, you know you've been talking a lot. Now let somebody else talk a little bit, Brother Brown.
But go ahead.
We only have 30 minutes.
I don't care who talks. Go ahead.
Because you brought that one up, so I just want to respond to that, because that's a good point. Like I have a friend, she has a 12-year-old son, 10 or 12 years old. Anyway, he goes to school in the daytime, and in the evening, like we've talked about before, he comes home. And they focus on Black history. So, I mean, we already know what we need to do about that. That's not difficult.
What I'm talking about is focusing on the fundamentals of education with our children in public school. Black history is not the fundamental of education in public school. The fundamental of education in public schools is reading, writing, and math. And that's what our children are telling me. Right.
Okay. We need to come up with a plan on how to educate our children properly and betterly. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we need to educate our children so that when they do go to public schools and they take these standardized tests or whatever tests, they are equipped when they go there. See, right now they're ill-equipped. They can't read.
Well, again, I think they go back to the home. I think that's very simple to solve. Once again, I think that starts in the home.
If they come from dysfunctional homes, we always talk about it takes a village to raise a child. And if these children are coming from dysfunctional homes, which we have a lot of, then let's just take these children under our wings. I take in children and deal with kids that don't have no food to eat. You understand me? I have fair families out of the social security. And I'm not looking for any banner, and I'm not looking for no reward. It's just this is what has to be done. Because these are the same elements.
I think we all get that.
These are the same elements that our people face in 1865 after the so-called Emancipation of Proclamation. And that was over 160-some years ago. It makes no goddamn sense.
I want to make this point because we only got 2 more minutes left. I really would like to make this point. And see, to me, that's the same thing as us begging for reparations. Why are you going to keep sitting up here waiting on the school system to educate the children?
Because
like waiting on these people to give us reparations. That's not going to happen. The school system is not going to educate our children. We know what we need to do. Pull your children out of the system. That'll collapse the whole public school system. So just teach our own children. We can come up with... Marva Collins did it years ago. So, I mean, she does that. So many different avenues to be taken in terms of educating our children. Now, that's actually a problem that we can solve. Reparations, I get that. More than likely they never will give us anything. But education, we can solve that. That's simple.
If you pull them out of the system, they're gonna have you arrested. Well, what I'm saying is this: we don't have to pull them out.
No, we don't even have to pull them out of this system. We can homeschool our children.
System.
We can. They can go to free schools.
Leave them in the system, but teach them what the system teaches them, so they can pay it. I taught, and I'm not a teacher. But I saw several kids that were struggling, and I mean really, really struggling. They were in the fourth and fifth grade, and I personally made them honor students. These kids had the poorest reading ability in the school, and I sit down and I word for word, I taught them how to read. What we have become accustomed to is that we try to camouflage our problem. It doesn't take us creating our own school. It takes us knowing what needs to be done in the public school. See, when you got a kid that can't do math, and he's in the fifth grade, he's not going to learn in the sixth and the seventh grade to do math. Because half of them kids are never going to
Mother Dunn and say something. Brother Brown, I had an opportunity to speak, and we only have like 1 more minute.
Only thing I want to say, I agree with Brother Brown 100%. But I was thinking, listening to what Brother Brown was trying to hear, because I know we're out of touch. The kids and brought them up to the good breeding standard. And see, and that's what we need in our community. More men like Brother Brown who take interest in our community and in our kids. And we need men and women to go out to the schools and things and start volunteering. You need to go out into the housing project. Housing projects have a building. I know they do down south where I live. They'll have a building, and it's free to the public. If you want to come out there and use that building anytime you want to and help the kids in the community, it's free. So I applaud
That's
Brother
what I'm
Brown
talking about.
What he's saying.
All these free resources, we don't take advantage of.
Yeah, but we have it here.
We can spend $20. It took me $25 to buy these books, from third to fifth grade education books, showing these kids how to do math and how to read. And one of the basic things I taught them, because when they say algebra, you get all confused and all messed up. And I told them, I said, don't be confused about algebra, because if you learn any mathematics, I don't give a damn if it's geometry. If you learn how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide, you can do anything on, you can do calculus, you can do anything. But you have to learn the principles. If you learn the principles of reading and comprehension, there's no test you can't pass. If you learn the principles of how to put words and verbs in the proper places and perspectives, then you can't
Listen,
write.
Y'all, we're supposed to be talking about reparations for real. Now, whether or not people agree with it or whatever, Mother Hattie's show today is about Dr. Brock and reparations. And I think that it's very important that we respect what her wishes are for her show topic. We cannot
make this what
you want the topic to be about.
Okay. Well,
we're not talking about educating the children. We're talking about reparations and Dr. Brock.
Okay, well, the only thing I can say is about reparations. We've been talking about it for years. They ain't going to give it to us. How can you force them to give it to you? How are you going to force somebody to give you something and they not giving it to you? Do it in order to get it.
Well, I'll be very truthful. If they really wanted, if they were going to use this as a rallying cry, they need to seek out a reparations candidate in government and just go all out and push him or her or whatever. That's the only thing that can be done. If they're going, if that's what they want to do, find a candidate, man, that they back reparations and push them. Have a reparations candidate. If you're going to do it through the system, that's the only way I see you can do it. Well, somebody that has enough influence to convince people about it. That's the best I could think of. Other than that, they have to expect to be somebody to give it to them. It has to be given to them. Us.
Hello. Yes. Well, I want to say this. Since the topic is reparations, Ta-Nehisi Coates wrote an article on the case for reparations. It's a good article to read. For clarification on what some people are seeking or why people feel as though reparations are needed. I agree with a lot that's been said on the line, and I, too, don't believe that they will ever give us any reparations, but I still don't think. I don't know if I'm willing to just say, well, I'm still not going to fight. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm conflicted with that idea.
But I know they've been trying to do it for the longest. They've been trying to get reparations for years and years. And it ain't made no
right.
move on it. Don't you think it's got to come from the, what about if a president, but then the, who ordered the, for them to get reparations, Ashir? Because, see, I don't know that.
Well, President Obama just, it was like about October 2nd, he just released another 12 million for Jewish people. All I'm saying is that if everybody else can get something because they organize and demand it, should we just say, well, they're not going to do it, let's just stop arguing for it, or should we just come up with something else? You know, I'm not saying, you know, I never say that I'm the right, I'm right on this and everybody else is stupid. I don't think that that's a good thing to do, because if some people feel like they want to fight for it, then they should not be relegated into a position of stupidity because that's what they want to do. Because obviously they see something, and then maybe we can help them see the difficulty in that or whatever, but I think we need to be careful about just, you know, calling people stupid because they want to fight for what they think we deserve. Those are just my thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, we all feel like I believe all black descendants, we feel like we deserve it. But the problem
because I do have some friends that feel like black people don't, and they're black, and they feel like black people don't deserve reparations. There are a lot of people that don't agree with that. They say we should pull up our bootstraps and not.
That's how stupid they are.
Listen.
Well, what I mean by that,
let me rephrase that.
Okay, well, forgive me, listening radio artists. I didn't mean to offend anyone. But only thing I'm saying,
yeah,
is
that's offensive.
We gotta come together. Then, what I'm trying to say, they saying they don't want reparation like something out of the ordinary. They don't want it. But then once it comes forth, if it ever came forth, they would all be for it. They would all be for it. And so,
them and white people. White people will be trying to connect their black genetic history also. As soon as reparations are approved for black people, white people, just like with Native Americans, as soon as the reparations were approved for Native Americans, white people started trying to trace their Native American ancestry. And now they got Native Americans, so now they can get reparations. And so that's all I'm saying. Not saying that, yeah, let's fight for it because we're going to get it, but let's not just roll over and be suckers and say, well, they ain't going to give it to us, no way, so I'm not going to fight. That's just like me saying, well, I'm not going to go, I'm not going to get that house, so no sense in me applying for it. To me, that's just to me. That's my opinion. Not saying that I'm right.
And it's just me and my spirit.
I have a fighter spirit. I have a justice and a fighter spirit. And I feel if I deserve it, then damn it, I want it and give it to me. I'm gonna fight for it. That's just me.
Yeah.
I'm saying it on the right, and that's the right way. You know, Mother Hattie, what do you think? She's always a voice of wisdom and reason.
Oh well, I would agree right with you. It sounds exactly what I say, too. You never give up. My goodness, if Harriet Tubman had given up, we'd still all be down in the cabins, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly what I say.
You never give up just because that's not happening now. And if you guys would do, there's no way for you to probably get it done because it takes too much work. If you find out about Dr. Robert Brock, and I'm going to read it to you next week, I just wanted to see if you all want to learn about some reparation since this great man has made his transition across the waters.
Uh-huh.
But he has placed something long time ago in the hopper that has checkmated the United States government around reparations, and they can't get out of it. They can't get out of it.
They can't get out of what?
Reparations. They're going to have to come up with it.
Well, and see, I mean, you know, while we're saying, you know, they're not going to give it to us, you know, and this and that, which, I say is understandable, you have new Caribbean countries that are coming up and saying, hey, listen, we're going to get into this fight. So, you know, now that we have more people other than just black Americans here now demanding reparations, we may have a better chance. That's all I'm saying. And times are changing. One thing about black people is we don't know the magic that we have. That's the thing about we don't understand how we can affect change. So we just say, well, they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. It ain't got nothing to do with what they're going to do. It's all about what we going to do.
Bottom line, what are we going to do?
It ain't about what they're we know what they're going to do. Yeah, they're going to say they're not giving us reparations. Damn that. What are we going to do? We're going to say, well, they ain't going to give it to us. So damn right you ain't going to get shit. I wouldn't give you nothing either if you don't think you're going to get it. God damn it, guess what? I'm going to make your little wish come true or whatever, your thoughts come true. You say you're not going to get it, guess what? You're not. Because you don't even feel like you deserve it deep down inside or something. Something is going on. Or you don't, you know, it's just you don't have that drive for it. So I don't know what it is, but, yeah, it ain't about what they're going to do. What are we going to do? If you
That's
feel
right.
like you deserve something, then you should be fighting for it. Damn these people. They don't run shit. We let them run this. They don't run a goddamn thing. If we wake up and realize the magic and power that we have, we'll be in a better position. That's all I'm saying. They can't tell me what they're going to do for me. No. I believe in the power of I am. I believe in my black magic. I believe in me. I believe that I am God. I believe that I can do, like y'all Christians say, I can do all things through Christ. So I believe I can do whatever. So who's strengthening me?
Not the white man. Not the white man strengthening. Okay, if that's what you believe, come on.
Yeah.
Now, seeing how David is a legal scholar, we're going to have David to go through this legal document that was filed some time ago, whereas reparations were going to expire within 100 years.
Uh
Okay. But Dr. Brock has filed a legal document, and I can't recall what year it was. I'll have it next week. As we talk about next week, we'll be talking about who was the next person that we were going to talk about next week, Brother Brown?
Was it Claude Anderson or Marcus Garvey?
Marcus Garvey. Because he has that center point to there, and Dr. Brock came, worked from the Marcus Garvey standpoint. So Dr. Brock filed a document that instead of it expiring in 100 years where we would have an opportunity to get reparations, African descendant of African slaves, it will never expire now. So, David, you're gonna have that document to look over it and we talk about it. Because that's the bottom line is what do these documents say that have already been filed. John Conyers keeps introducing his reparations bill, right? Y'all know that.
Right, HB 40-something, something like that. Mm-hmm.
So his filing is exactly what Dr. Brock filed. Eventually, it's going to happen based upon the law. So, David, would you be willing to expound